It's an understatement to say that Germany's perplexed, speechless, helpless. These are the words that Oliver Bierhoff, the general manager, used, and he actually broke down in tears on the podium at the press conference, unable to continue. And that kind of picture really sums up how the rest of Germany feels, and especially his teammates, of course.
And there have been tributes from Angela Merkel and from football fans and clubs across the world. How have fans at his club, Hannover 96, responded to this tragedy?
Well, with disbelief, shock, utter sadness, really engulfing the whole city. He was a very popular guy, very soft, softly spoken, very intelligent, not really conforming to the usual stereotype of German goalkeepers as big, brash egomaniacs. He was the exact opposite. And, you know, he's had some problems in the past, of course, losing his daughter. He was only two when she succumbed to a heart condition. It was a big blow for him. But he always seemed to be able to come back. But I guess we never knew the full extent of his problems. And sadly, he saw himself in a position where there was no way out.
He actually suffered from depression for several years before the tragic death of his two-year-old daughter in 2006.
Yes, that's right. His widow confirmed as much. He kept it very quiet. Nobody really suspected anything because he developed over the years mechanisms to cope with that, to disguise the fact that he was in perhaps more trouble than people thought he was.
Do you think the shock of Robert Enke's death may encourage people who do suffer in silence with conditions such as depression to come up out and be more open about it?
You would like to think so, that this would be one, or perhaps the only, positive outcome of this whole sad tragedy. When Sebastian Deisler came public about his depression, I thought he broke new ground for professional footballer, really openly talking about his illness and ways to combat. The problem was, of course, that he never really recovered, and perhaps that put others off from following a similar line and being open about it. But you're right. I mean, one can only hope that people look close, not only at themselves, but also at their teammates, and perhaps pick up on early warning signs much better and much earlier than before.